Hello.
Hi, is this Ms. Capone?
Yes, who's calling, please?
My name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency, Family First Care. You had spoken to Mimi in regards to your son, Nick, becoming your caregiver?
Yes.
Was now a good time to talk about the process, or did you want me to call at a different time?
Okay, well, Nick's not home right now, but I mean, if you could do it with me, that's fine. I thought we went through this already, but apparently, I'm my mistake.
No, so you guys had called in to our agency. Mimi added you to the list. I work as an enrollment specialist for that program through the state that awards you hours a week. She added you to my list because you said that you were going to apply and that I could assist you apply. Do you know everything about the program, or do you know how to get started?
Okay, so this is what I did so far. I talked to PCA.
Okay.
I talked to the enrollment company that
okay.
You guys have. Both of my people went through the testing and went through the TB.
Okay,
but
so that's not with us.
More information.
Yeah, that's not with us. So I don't want to confuse you anymore. If you guys already have the agency.
No, please. No. Listen, seriously.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to make this a little bit easier, because what they're telling me is that, you know, they need 5 years of pay stubs or whatnot. I'm like, first of all, I didn't become disabled until December.
Got it.
Actually, June. And I can't get no help. And can I tell you that this Thursday coming up, every 2 weeks, I'm set up for surgery. So I had nobody. So I don't understand how long the process takes.
It's okay. And I apologize for cutting you off. So I've been dealing with this for like this program for 5 years. It sounds like you have been going through. So you had the broker and PCA come out, which is good. That's 2 appointments that we need with the state. They will then collect your financial information to check out Medicaid and to add you to the long-term support services program. They probably are missing financial information from you, which is a lot of people in Philadelphia. It is totally not your fault. It is the county assistance office and how they handle everybody's financial applications. I am able to contact them, try and find out who your caseworker is, and kind of get an inside source to be able to get you the correct information, get you through the program, get you approved, get you the hours, and then finalize this once and for all.
Right.
So
okay.
If you do need that help, I'm always here.
Okay. Well, if you're willing to try.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I know that they all got TB tests. Like, I don't want to confuse you and I don't want to force it. So who they get TB tests from? Why did they get them? Who did they turn them into?
So they got a TB test for my son.
Okay.
Okay. And they went and he had to go to LabCorp.
Okay.
Friend Gerald, he went to LabCorp. But he went through his doctor.
Okay. Now, did they get it to become your aide for an agency, or was it just to prepare for once you get approved for the program?
I don't know, because I don't understand this lady. I'm the old shin guy with it. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, what happened?
I said, don't ask me, because I'm old shin guy with this whole thing, because I'm like, I don't understand. I'm like, what the hell takes this long?
No, I know.
Yeah,
so.
First.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, it does take. Do you know when you had that first appointment with the broker?
Okay, let me tell you. I'm going to say May.
Okay.
And his name was Rashid. He came to my house.
All right. I'm going to send out an email to the county assistance office. I'm going to get a formal update on your case so that I'm able to see where it's at, where they're at, and how I can help you push this forward. I'll get your caseworker information, contact supervisors if I have to. And then they will, you haven't received any mail from them, correct?
I did receive mail from them.
Okay.
And that was basically to renew my medical assistance and my food stamps.
Okay.
That I got a letter from, but I, like I said, I don't understand what these people are saying.
Please. Now, did you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Want to hear something funny? Is the bad part is they called me on the phone and they told me to come in the 14th. That's that holiday, the new holiday they have.
Yeah.
Okay. And me and this other lady were standing there having a whole conversation for an hour and didn't know the 14th was federal holiday. So I was like, oh, who knows? I guess I'll come back tomorrow. We could finish our conversation. And I did go back the next day. And the caseworker, I don't know if he's my caseworker or not.
Yeah.
But he called me on the phone when I was at the desk. And the lady said, oh, you didn't have to call him on the phone. I said, I didn't call him. He called me and told me exactly what it was that I needed to do.
Yeah.
He was saying, he said that I didn't sign it. I'm like, wait a minute. That's the first thing I had to do is sign it. I can't afford to lose my insurance. I take too much medication.
Yeah.
I have too many problems. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So this program, I just want to let you know, right now it looks like you're on Keystone First, just the regular health managed organization plan.
Yes.
So the one for the long-term care services to have Nicholas become your caregiver would switch your Medicaid to a long-term care plan. It would be Community Health Choices Medicaid. And so you have to make sure that since you do not have Medicare, that any doctors, services, medications that you are getting now do not get switched. That they're all able to accept Community Health Choices Medicaid if you want to move forward with the home care. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
So I just want to make you aware, because I don't know what you're on currently, what you're doing like service-wise currently, and I don't want to mess with that.
Right. Well, right now, I could tell you I'm on Keystone First. I think you just said that.
Yeah. So you're on the regular without the long-term long-term support.
Uh-huh.
And so it looks like I want to say the Obamacare code. I don't want to.
No, I don't think.
No.
I've never been on Obamacare. It's all my insurance. I always applied for the insurance through the welfare department because I have my paychecks exceed my medication.
Okay.
So that's why I was able to keep my insurance. But they did tell me that I would not be eligible for Medicare A, B, whatever for a year because I'm only 56.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying, because if you had Medicare, you could immediately enroll into the long-term care Medicaid because the doctors, obviously that would go through primary. But since your Medicaid is primary right now, if we switch that, we have to make sure that anything that you're on medication services-wise, doctors, facility-wise, take long-term care Medicaid if you were going to switch.
Gotcha.
So I know off the bat, your primary care provider, it says that it's Adam Ellis.
Yes.
He already takes Community Health Choices. I've dealt with him before. But that doesn't mean that any other conditions, any other specialists that you see
I'm just going to throw one at you. Dr. McGriff, he's my lung doctor. tonight. Just, I don't know, maybe we could go between you and me. I don't know.
No, yeah, hold on. So what was the name?
Dr. McGrath.
Mongoya?
No, McGrath. McGrath.
Oh, McGrath. Jeez. My hearing is off.
No, that's fine.
Do you know the first name?
Shit. No. He's over at the...
Where you see them?
Yeah, at the Methodist Hospital, or Suite 205. Actually, because he gives me my longer medicine. And
okay. Let me see. 1 second.
Ooh, excuse me. I can't climb the steps right now. Or I would. I'm sorry.
You're okay. Is it Christopher?
Yes, with his
Christopher McGrath.
Cute little self.
Yes.
Yeah.
they have a picture of him
he's
on there. Yes.
It's a shame he's married. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Let me see if he's on here.
Look, I make a play for him. I don't care. Every time I go in there, and I know he just had a baby last year.
Aww.
I don't care. I'm like, what else am I gonna do with my time? In all sincerity, like I just try to.
You're good. It's good to have humor.
Yeah. And he actually respects me for it because every time that I talk to him, like, he listens to all of my ailments. Like,
yeah.
It's not just one or the other. He's went over to see my...
Well, good, because he's pulmonology.
Yeah. He went over to see one of my doctors, okay, and let them know, what the hell is going on? Why isn't she being, like, you had no diagnosis, but you sent her for 25 different tests. And
yeah.
Now you want to cut her open like she's, like, chopped liver.
Aw. Let me see.
I got.
He accepts long-term care. Medicaid,
okay.
The community health choices. So if that puts you at ease, he accepts that as well. You can also call into his office and double check if he does take it. Again, it's called Community Health Choices.
Okay.
But
no,
what
I believe you because
yeah.
I can't see you lying to me about it.
No, you're good. And then so I will send the county an update, just seeing where your case is standing at and then how I can assist you push this forward, okay? See what you're missing.
I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah,
and then I'll better explain it.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, again, my name is Allison, so if you need anything, call me, text me, but the next time I'll call you is when they give me an update. It'll most likely be Monday or Tuesday after the holiday, okay?
Right, no, okay, I got you, and I perfectly understand. And I
okay.
appreciate everything that you're doing, I really do.
Of course, thank you so much, I appreciate you.
don't worry about it, I got your back, girl.
All right, take care, Miss Capone, it was a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend,
all right,
stay safe.
You do the same. I'll be in the house all weekend.
Good. Stay cool. Take care.
Yes, you do the same. Take care. Thank you so much, Allison. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.